Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Originally published in 1946, this profound book charts Frankl's experiences in Auschwitz, one of the deadliest concentration camps of the Second World War. Through his harrowing journey, Frankl provides a deep insight into the enduring power of the human spirit and an understanding of how individuals can confront the most devastating of circumstances, overcome trauma, and embark on a quest to find meaning in their lives. Viktor Frankl, an Austrian-born figure whose life was dramatically shaped by his time in Nazi death camps, was not only a survivor but a gifted neurologist and psychiatrist. He is the founder of logotherapy, a revolutionary form of psychotherapy that suggests finding a purpose in life is the fundamental driving force for humans. His experiences and the lessons drawn from them led to the writing of Man's Search for Meaning, among other insightful books, aiming to guide people in their journey to find life's meaning. This book is especially relevant for anyone interested in the fields of psychotherapy and psychology. It's also a critical read for those who seek to understand how ordinary individuals navigate extraordinarily challenging situations, as well as for anyone on a personal quest to decipher the meaning of life. Join us as we explore the depths of human resilience and the quest for purpose in Man's Search for Meaning. Man's Search for Meaning: The Harrowing Experiences of the Author in a Concentration Camp. Introduction: Discover the Power of Purpose. How Viktor Frankl's harrowing journey unveiled a new understanding of human resilience. Navigating the darkest corners of human history, it's difficult to fathom the resilience it takes to endure the horrors of a Nazi concentration camp. The overwhelming despair and brutality faced by prisoners are beyond the realm of understanding for those who haven't lived through such atrocities. Yet, amidst this unimaginable suffering, Viktor Frankl, a survivor of these camps, uncovered a profound insight into the human spirit. Frankl's excruciating experiences served as a crucible for his psychological theories, most notably logotherapy. This concept proposes a powerful idea. The key to human endurance, and indeed to a fulfilling life, lies in finding one's personal meaning of life. Frankl's theories argue that it's not just about surviving from day to day. Instead, thriving in even the most adverse conditions requires a deep sense of purpose. This narrative isn't just about the harrowing details of life in a concentration camp. It's a journey into understanding how people can hold on to hope and sanity when faced with relentless despair. Frankl's observations during his captivity form the backbone of logotherapy, demonstrating how the quest for meaning can transform suffering into a source of strength. In this captivating exploration, you will learn the crucial role of discovering personal meaning in life for human resilience and fulfillment, how the oppressive environment of concentration camps attempted to strip prisoners of hope, the incredible ways in which individuals can uncover humor and light, even amidst the darkest circumstances. Viktor Frankl's story isn't just a testament to his survival. It's a lesson on the indomitable nature of the human spirit when armed with a sense of purpose. This journey through Frankl's perspectives offers a new lens to view our challenges and encourages us to seek our own path to meaning, regardless of the obstacles we face. Part 1: From Hope to Despair, The Emotional Tumult of Entering a Concentration Camp. Immersed in the shadow of history, it's universally acknowledged that the concentration camps orchestrated by the Nazi regime, epitomized human cruelty at its absolute zenith. The sheer scale and barbarity of these sites are well documented, leaving an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of humanity. Individuals targeted during the Holocaust, even before their capture, had inklings of the grim reality that awaited them within the confines of these camps. Yet, upon their arrival, their reactions were not singularly dominated by fear, but evolved through a series of emotional stages. The initial phase of this emotional journey began starkly upon their arrival, or even amidst the transport to the camps. Faced with a reality far beyond the realms of comprehension, prisoners clung to a fragile hope. Against the backdrop of chilling rumors and tales of the camp's horrors, a psychological defense mechanism kicked in. Newcomers to the camps harbored a quiet, desperate hope that perhaps their fate might diverge from those whispered horrors. Particularly poignant was the arrival at Auschwitz, infamous for its cruel bifurcation of inmates into lines for labor or immediate execution. Yet those disembarking the trains were blissfully ignorant of the grim significance of these directions. This phase was dominated by the delusion of reprieve, a psychological grasp at straws, hoping against all logic that their assigned line might spare them the anticipated doom. However, the grim reality of camp life rapidly dissolved this initial hope. The transition to understanding and internalizing the magnitude of their situation was swift and brutal. New arrivals, unaccustomed to daily horrors, were particularly vulnerable. The sight of fellow prisoners subjected to savage punishment for the slightest infractions was a jolt to their system. The relentless exposure to such brutality expedited the descent from hope to profound despair. The concept of death began to shift in the prisoners' minds, morphing into a twisted form of relief from their unimaginable suffering. This pervasive sense of hopelessness even led many to contemplate suicide as an escape, with the electrified fences surrounding the camps standing as a grim reminder of such thoughts. This emotional transformation highlights the complex reaction of the human psyche when faced with situations of extreme duress. The journey from hope to despair in the concentration camps is a stark reminder of the resilience and vulnerability of the human spirit in the face of unspeakable atrocities. Part 2: The Shield of Apathy, Survival Mechanisms Within the Concentration Camp. As the initial phase of shock and hope dissipated among the prisoners of the concentration camps, a stark transformation ensued, ushering them into a realm where emotional numbness and an acute focus on survival reigned supreme. This transition to apathy wasn't a sign of defeat, but rather a complex adaptation mechanism, a means to endure the unendurable. The horrors and death that initially overwhelmed the prisoners soon became a grim backdrop to their daily existence. Emotional detachment emerged as a survival tool, dulling the senses to the atrocities that surrounded them. Conversations and thoughts shifted away from intangible desires such as love or longing, and centered instead on the most basic needs: food, warmth, any semblance of comfort. These became the new objects of obsession, dreams even, in a world where such necessities were cruelly rationed. This phase of emotional numbness served as an armor against the daily brutalities of camp life. It was not about ignoring the horror, but about adjusting to it, to keep the flame of life flickering in the blackest of nights. Opportunities for survival, grim as they may be, were seized without a second thought. An outbreak of typhus, for instance, brought about a macabre scavenging among the survivors, not out of disrespect for the deceased, but driven by a primal urge to cling to life, collecting whatever food, shoes, or clothing had been left behind. In the shadow of such despair, the very concept of a future vanished. Life outside the camp's electrified fences became an abstract idea, as the notion of freedom or release seemed an impossible dream. For many prisoners, the future ceased to exist, not because they lacked imagination, but because the continuous oppression crushed any notion of a time beyond their suffering. This absence of a future led to a profound alteration in the prisoner's perception of life itself. Life was no longer about exploring potential or cherishing moments yet to come. It was reduced to mere existence, a state of being where the pursuit of goals or the anticipation of joy had no place. The prisoners lived in a state of suspended animation, where the concept of living was replaced by the necessity of existing. Through this lens, the apathy embraced by the prisoners reveals itself not as emotional disengagement, but as a fortress of the psyche, a testament to the human will to survive amid the most harrowing circumstances imaginable. Part 3, The Bittersweet Taste of Freedom, Navigating Life After the Camps. Those who emerged from the concentration camps carried with them not only the scars of their ordeal, but also the daunting prospect of reintegrating into a world that had moved on without them. The initial moments of liberation, rather than bringing an outpouring of joy or relief, were often met with a bewildering sense of disbelief. Years of emotional numbing and an existence pared down to survival made the transition to freedom an unfamiliar, almost alien concept. The dreams of liberation that had flickered in the darkest moments became disconcertingly intangible when they materialized. The prisoners, so long deprived of any genuine sense of pleasure or joy, found themselves at a loss, unable to fully embody the freedom they had attained. Indeed, for some, the newfound freedom sparked a desire for retribution rather than reconciliation. Years of enduring, witnessing, and sometimes barely surviving acts of unspeakable cruelty ignited a craving for justice, or, in its absence, revenge, against those who had orchestrated their suffering. Yet, the return to what was left of their homes and communities seldom offered the solace they sought. Many returned to find their families vanished and their homes reduced to debris, the physical manifestation of their personal losses. But beyond the tangible devastation lay a deeper source of pain, the yearning for understanding and compassion from a world that, in many ways, no longer recognized them. The bitterness that some survivors felt extended beyond personal grief. They looked for empathy, for a recognition of the depth of their suffering, only to be met with comparisons to the wartime hardships endured outside the camps. Shortages, bombings, an equivalence that seemed to minimize their agony. Yet, despite the turmoil of re-entry and the shadows that lingered from their past, the human spirit's resilience began to shine through once again. With time, the survivors of the Holocaust found pathways to joy, to rebuilding lives marked but unbroken by their experiences. This journey from disbelief and bitterness to acceptance and happiness underscores not just the struggle of reintegration, but the profound strength inherent in the human capacity to overcome, to find meaning in survival, and ultimately to embrace the gift of life once more. Part 4, Sanctuaries of the Mind, Finding Solace in Inner Worlds Amidst Outer Turmoil. Amid the relentless horror of the concentration camps, where the external world offered no reprieve, prisoners found a lifeline in the depths of their own minds. The question of how individuals maintained their sanity and spirit under such crushing conditions reveals a poignant answer: the power of focus and the sanctuary of one's inner life. For many, turning inward became a means of escape, an act of mental defiance against the physical confines of their reality. Memories of loved ones, of times untouched by the shadow of the camps, became not just a source of comfort, but of survival. The ability to retreat into the warmth of these recollections proved crucial. It wasn't merely nostalgia. For some, it was the difference between life and despair. The physical deprivations of the camps were extreme, reducing existence to a fight for survival under the harshest conditions. Yet, even when stripped of everything, the prisoners found that love, whether manifested through cherished memories or imagined conversations with those they held dear, offered a form of fulfillment beyond the reach of their captors. Simple joys, the ordinary moments of life before the camps, became treasures in the minds of the imprisoned. The act of switching on a light, the comfort of one's own bed, memories of such mundane acts became a source of solace amidst the surrounding darkness. Nature, too, played its part. A sunset, the sight of a bird, these fleeting encounters with beauty offered brief but significant respites, glimpses into a world beyond the barbed wire. Even humor, that most human of coping mechanisms, found a place within the camps. Prisoners seized moments of levity, whether in shared songs during limited breaks or in imagining future scenarios laced with the absurdity of their current circumstances. Jokes about how the habits enforced by camp life might intrude on imagined post-liberation lives provided not just a laugh, but a moment of liberation in itself. These internal journeys into memories, nature, and humor became lifelines. They stood as proof of the resilience of the human spirit, of the capacity to find light even in the darkest places. This focus on the inner life, on the small beauties and absurdities, forged a path of endurance and resilience, offering a salve for the soul in a world bereft of kindness. Part 5, The Last Vestiges of Choice, Navigating Decisions Within the Camps. In the world beyond the barbed wire, the liberty to make choices is a given, from selecting morning attire to deciding on lunch menus, or picking causes worthy of our support. Yet, within the harrowing confines of the concentration camps, the concept of choice was radically transformed. Here, the autonomy to make even the smallest decisions became a rare and precious commodity. Faced with a reality where nearly every choice bore the weight of life or death, the act of decision-making was fraught with fear and uncertainty. The options presented to the prisoners were often veiled in ambiguity, leaving them to navigate a perilous landscape of choices without clarity on their implications. A stark illustration of this was when prisoners were selected for transfer to other camps. Cloaked in the opaque language of rest camps by the guards, these moves could spell out relief or doom, with the final destinations shrouded in mystery. This uncertainty triggered a desperate scramble among some prisoners to alter their fates, sometimes through the Faustian bargain of volunteering for grueling extra shifts to avoid relocation. Yet the pervasive doubt left many to resign themselves to their fates, choosing not to engage in the perilous guesswork of trying to influence their destinies. The fear of inadvertently sealing their doom was a powerful deterrent against taking action. However, amidst this climate of resignation, there were those who sought to preserve their agency, clinging to the remnants of autonomy available to them. These prisoners understood that, although their external world was governed by the whims of their captors, their internal world, their values, beliefs, and integrity, remained theirs to command. This indomitable spirit found expression in the realm of the spiritual and the moral. Deprived of the ability to practice rituals, they found other avenues to manifest their faith and values. Acts of generosity and kindness, such as sharing scarce rations of bread with fellow prisoners more in need, were testament to their refusal to relinquish all control. These decisions, small as they might appear, were profound acts of defiance, affirmations of their humanity, in a setting designed to strip them of it. The struggle to retain the ability to make choices, then, became not just about physical survival, but about preserving one's identity and dignity. In the darkest of circumstances, the act of choosing, no matter how constrained, served as a beacon of light, a reminder that even in the most dire of situations, fragments of freedom could still be found and cherished. Part 6. Finding Our Why, the Core of Logotherapy and the Quest for Meaning. In the midst of humanity's darkest chapters, observed within the harrowing confines of concentration camps, the essence of logotherapy was crystallized through the resilience of the human spirit. The author, enduring alongside his fellow prisoners, bore witness to the transformative power of meaning in life. Amidst the suffering and despair, it became evident that those who clung to a sense of purpose, to something greater beyond their immediate circumstances, exhibited remarkable strength and resilience. This realization wasn't merely anecdotal. It served as a profound affirmation of the principles underlying logotherapy, a form of psychotherapy that places the search for life's meaning at the forefront of human motivation. The theory posits that our primary drive is not pleasure nor power, but the pursuit of what we personally find meaningful. Support for this concept extends beyond the anecdotal. It is reaffirmed by empirical research. A notable study conducted by Johns Hopkins University involved asking students about the values central to their lives. An overwhelming majority, 78%, emphasized the paramount importance of discovering a purpose and meaning in life over other pursuits. However, when individuals find themselves adrift, unable to anchor their existence in something meaningful, they encounter what is known as an existential vacuum. This state of emptiness arises when life seems devoid of purpose, when actions become disconnected from any deeper sense of value. This vacuum isn't exclusive to those who have faced profound trauma or loss. It's a widespread phenomenon, exemplified in the so-called Sunday neurosis, a malaise that sets in when the busyness of the week ebbs away, exposing the underlying void in one's life. Logotherapy steps in as a beacon of hope against this backdrop of existential void. Its aim is not merely to treat symptoms, but to guide individuals toward discovering a sense of purpose that imbues their life with meaning. By doing so, logotherapy doesn't just ward off the existential vacuum, it enables people to navigate life's inherent challenges with a sense of direction and fulfillment. In essence, logotherapy elevates the quest for meaning from a philosophical inquiry to a practical framework for psychological well-being, asserting that within the pursuit of our life's meaning lies the key to resilience, motivation, and the essence of what it means to truly live. Part 7. Finding Your Path: The Personalized Nature of Life's Meaning. According to logotherapy, in the quest for meaning, many grapple with the notion that discovering their life's purpose is the preliminary step to making informed and correct decisions. This introspection often leads to the question of how to unearth this deep-seated purpose. Logotherapy, with its profound insights into human psychology, suggests an intriguing reversal of this perspective. It contends that it is not the discovery of our purpose that guides our actions, but rather our actions and the responsibilities we embrace that carve the path to our life's meaning. This paradigm shift is vividly illustrated in the experiences of concentration camp prisoners, whose survival was often predicated on the small choices they made within the confines of their harrowing reality. Whether it was finding solace in the beauty of nature or extending a helping hand to a fellow sufferer, these choices imbued their lives with purpose, proving to themselves that they had not been defeated by their circumstances. Logotherapy posits a fundamental principle. The meaning of life is a deeply personal journey, one that diverges for every individual. Just as a chess grandmaster adapts her strategy to the unfolding game, recognizing that there is no universally best move, so too must each person navigate the complexities of life. There is no one-size-fits-all answer to the meaning of life. It evolves and manifests differently for everyone, depending on their unique circumstances and choices. By fostering an understanding that each life has its intrinsic meaning, logotherapy offers a path forward. It encourages individuals to explore and embrace the myriad ways their life can assume significance. This meaning can manifest in various forms, from finding fulfillment in a new career that aligns with one's values to engaging in broader societal contributions that extend well beyond personal gratification. In essence, logotherapy does not confine the meaning of life to a narrow framework, but opens a vast landscape of possibilities. It underscores the diversity of life's purpose, inviting every person to embark on their own quest for meaning, informed by their individual decisions and life experiences. Through this personalized exploration, logotherapy illuminates the understanding that every moment, every choice, contains the potential to contribute to the overarching significance of our lives. Part 8. Chasing Your Fears: How Logotherapy Turns Anxiety on Its Head. Logotherapy extends its reach far beyond the noble quest for life's meaning, venturing into the realm of therapeutic interventions for those wrestling with mental afflictions. Particularly for individuals facing the existential vacuum, a sense of profound emptiness and lack of purpose, logotherapy offers a beacon of hope. Its novel approaches aim not just to explore meaning in life, but also to provide tangible strategies for confronting mental disorders that emerge in its absence. At the core of logotherapy lies a significant departure from traditional psychotherapeutic methods. While conventional approaches often delve into the external causes of an individual's fears and neuroses, tracing them back to environmental triggers and life events, logotherapy shifts the focus inward. It operates under the belief that individuals possess the autonomy to shape their destinies and meanings independent of their surrounding circumstances. This intrinsic ability to choose and to define one's purpose forms the bedrock upon which logotherapy builds its strategy to combat fear and anxiety. This principle is crucial for understanding and ultimately mastering one's fears, a goal achieved through an innovative technique known as paradoxical intention. This method leverages a curious psychological phenomenon, the tendency for our deepest fears to materialize when we're fixated on them, and conversely, for our concerted attempts to induce a specific outcome to fall short. Take, for instance, the example of someone who lives in dread of blushing in public. The mere anticipation of embarrassment can trigger the very reaction they wish to avoid. Logotherapy addresses this fear through paradoxical intention by inviting the individual to actively seek out the feared response. In this case, to try to blush as intensely as possible in social settings. This counterintuitive approach often leads to a realization that the effort to provoke the feared reaction is futile, thereby diminishing the power it holds over the individual. Paradoxical intention thus serves as a powerful tool within the logotherapeutic arsenal, enabling individuals to confront and ultimately disarm their fears. By encouraging them to directly engage with their anxieties, logotherapy fosters a sense of control and empowerment. This process not only mitigates the immediate distress, but also reinforces the individual's capacity to direct their life's narrative, irrespective of the shadows cast by fears and neuroses. Final summary. At the heart of this exploration is a profound yet beautifully simple truth. The quest to discover and embrace our life's meaning stands as a cornerstone of both our triumphs and our resilience. Our journey through life, with its myriad challenges and joys, is deeply enriched by the pursuit of what truly matters to us. This pursuit of meaning doesn't necessarily call for monumental or cosmic revelations. Rather, it's about recognizing and cherishing the significance in the mundane, the personal, and the momentary aspects of our existence. Our capacity to find meaning in our experiences, tailored to our unique situations and perspectives, fuels our motivation, shapes our aspirations, and fortifies us against the vicissitudes of life. It's a testament to the strength of the human spirit, a reminder that amidst the flux of life's trials and triumphs, our sense of purpose remains an enduring beacon, guiding us towards fulfillment and understanding. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.